Take a look at the choice of two futures we have. We can either choose the red line, which is the sea of debt and deficits, the line the president's proposing we go on, the line our country is on, or we can choose that green line, where we face up to the challenges that are confronting this generation now to give our country a better future. Look, we've always had a legacy in this country where each generation, whether it's war or depression or whatnot, takes on its generation's challenges so the next generation's better off. We know for a fact that we are not going to be giving our children a better standard of living. We know we're not going to make them better off. That is a fact that is not doubted by any independent fiscal expert. We owe it to our country, to our kids, to fix this problem. Now, let me just simply close with this. One of the worst experiences I've ever had in Congress was the 2008 financial crash. That caught us by surprise. I and others were in the middle of all the negotiations where we had an economic crash that came. And out of that resulted really ugly legislation, TARP. And then we witnessed trillions of wealth being lost. Then we witnessed millions of seniors lose their savings. And then we witnessed millions of people lose their jobs. We're still trying to recover. Let me ask anybody who is listening this. What if your congressman, your president, saw it coming? What if they knew it was going to happen? What if they knew why it was going to happen, when it was going to happen, what nature? And more importantly, what if they knew what could be done to prevent it from happening, and if they had time to prevent it, but they decided not to because it wasn't good politics? What would you think of your president, your member of Congress? Well, God, that is where we are right now. This is the most predictable economic crisis in our history. And what are we doing playing politics? We don't need clever politicians. We need leaders. We need leadership. And so we believe we have a moral imperative. We got together on the Budget Committee in our Republican caucus, and we decided it is time to stand up and do what is necessary to fix this country. We need to be honest with the American people about the problems we face. We need a fact-based budget. No more accounting tricks. No more budget gimmicks. And that is what we are offering the American people with this path for prosperity. Be happy to take your